Hey everyone, it's 7 o'clock. Time to call to order the town of Discovery Bay normal meeting for the board of directors.
Normal.
Our usual.
Right.
If you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present, with the exception of Director Graham, who is absent.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. Here's the opportunity for anyone in the audience or online that wishes to address the board about anything not on tonight's agenda. Keep in mind that we will not respond due to the Brown Act, but we are listening. And if you do have specific questions and want to stick around to the end of the meeting, we'll try to get those answered. Is there anyone online with their hands raised?
There are no hands raised.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to make a public comment? All right, seeing none, we'll close public comments and move to the consent calendar.
I make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Well, actually, before that, I'm going to open the consent calendar up to public comments in case anyone wishes to make a...
Sorry, my fault.
Is there any public comments regarding the consent calendar? No hands raised? No one online? Okay. And then I'll bring it back to the board if there's any discussion or end or motion.
I make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Again.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. As we recently saw, consent calendar is very important and a lot of information could be hidden in there. Moving forward to the...
Can I do the municipality one?
Yes. Ms. Pally, would you like to make
sorry, a... I know that there's no agenda item under Municipal Advisory Council, but this is something that is public and it goes to the county for to be on record. So I wanted to say thank you to our county supervisor, Diane Burgess. She recently pulled something out of the consent calendar, which affects Discovery Bay quite a bit. It's a Measure X funding, $2.4 million that is helping to potentially fund the buildings that's supposed to be going in across the way. I would also like to say a couple thank yous. I think as the board, we've worked really hard and I know our constituents have sending in letters asking for some help on that. The day of the board meeting, assistant manager, general manager Stephen and Kevin both made comments that I felt like were very effective in supporting this. So by pulling out that 2.4 million to not be voted on during the consent calendar, it was a 5-0 vote in favor of doing that. So it's a little bit of hope, you know. There's still some things that may or may not be able to control for us, but I think it shows that as a little tiny town and the support of our county supervisor and our board and our public, that we're trying really hard to make a difference in that and show that that's a hard thing to do and it's not something that would fit our community. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and hopefully that goes to the county as well because that's a hard thing to do. So.
Well said.
We'll try.
Okay, then with that, we will move forward to presentation. Jeff, do you have a presentation for us today?
Yep. Go all, see if it works this time. Nope. All right. Tried. All right, so here's a list of our safety trainings that we did last month. Just the basic trainings.
Trained you guys in hostile driving? That's good.
Sometimes we need to learn it, you know?
I might have to join that class.
Ditto.
Is your training schedule something that you guys come up with? Or
It's something that the corporate sends us for the most part. I mean, unless an incident happens that's specific, then we'll cover that. But most of the time we have a calendar of stuff that we just go through.
So
So they would send you, hey, it's time for slips and trips and falls training or something like
that. Yeah. I mean, unless a slip, trip, or fall happen, you know, but yeah.
I mean, I think it's good. I mean, just curious how that, who decides and how that comes.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll throw in something that they think is useful if they find something, but for the most part, yeah. All right. But yeah. As you can see, our, we took a wall of five off finally since it got destroyed. Our production is slowly creeping up. It's kind of even as last month's, but it's that time of year where everybody's going to start using more water. Yeah, and you can see it on the churn right here too. Next month's going to jump up, I'm sure. All right, for this one... Well, I guess we'll start with that. As you can see, there was a lot of water quality complaints last month. So we got that taken care of, but that was what we spoke of before, of the well six issue, and we had to use more chlorine. And then people started smelling the chlorine, thinking there was chemicals in their line in the water, and it was just us flushing it because we treat it with chlorine. So system is good now. We haven't heard any complaints, so got that taken care of.
But all the complaints were for the same issue, though.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And on that same subject, our hydrant flushing ended up being the entire side of town that the complaints were, which was this Willow side. So that whole side of the town is done. And our CCR is in progress. I think it's basically done, ready to go. And then, yeah, no violations. All our lift stations are still active. And as for the wastewater plant, flows never change. Our BODs crept up a little bit, but nothing major. And then, like I was saying last time, we were kind of messing with the ammonia and the nitrates. So we put that back to normal, and now it's back to nothing. And then, yeah, I barely use any alum polymer. We had a little bit of a seasonal change where we needed to use a little alum this time, but usually we don't. But now everything's smooth. And yeah, you can see the flows stay steady all year. And then as for the cleanouts, we actually did a couple more today, so it's actually a little bit higher, but they've done about a quarter of the town so far. Same with the rat. Checking all the collection systems. And then we haven't hauled any biosolids at all this year yet. We usually do that like August, September, so. And no complaints on the wastewater. I think that's it. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank
Yeah, and moving forward to a discussion of possible action. Looks like we're looking at the Viola contract. Andy.
Yes, thank you, board. So before you in agenda item six is your amendment to your Viola agreement. And why are we amending the Viola agreement? Well, the term of the Viola agreement expired. And so we're in our fifth amendment, and it's a bridge. And what that bridge did was, because we were not unable to get the contract terms put together by the time we met at the last meeting, we had a bridge agreement put together. And the bridge agreement effectively extended your term by a month. So it's going to be extended through the end of this month. And we did that in accordance with policy 11. And Dina has purchasing authority that would accommodate this. If we do not, if we're unable to resolve it, we would have brought it back and had a special meeting, but we don't believe we have any issues. And we have Anthony here tonight at the request of Viola, in the event that you have any questions as it relates to the fees, which I'll go through here as they are through the negotiation. So if you turn to your page where it says the Sixth Amendment contract for the operation and maintenance of water wastewater facilities, so the town has a big draft watermark on it. I'll spare the details as to our relationship with Veolia from start to finish, that's in your staff report, and focus in on the terms here. So we have an annual fee structure that has three components. You have your baseline fee, which is proposed at $2,288,114 per year. This reflects the annual fee adjusted for the CPI escalation, and it also removes Well 5 from the scope. Well 5 decommissioning is why the baseline is lower than the current than the current contract runway, because they remove that out of your fee structure. Second element of it is a non-Well 8 asset supplement. So that's covering $30,000 per year to cover lift station P, and that's the Pantages. That's the water, wastewater, water and sewer distribution assets, and the Newport Point water and sewer distribution assets. So having those come online is increasing your baseline fee by $30,000 per year. We also have Well 8 supplement, and this is deferred. So Well 8 is not in service at the moment. Right. Because we have not had it approved by the department. So this element, which is at $193,580 per year, does not begin invoicing until the Resources Control Board issues a final approval for Well 8 supply treated water to the distribution system. So once the department issues that, that's when we'll start the $193,000 charge, and up until that date, there's no charge from Veolia to the town. So then,
how does that work with an annual with our annual contract though? So is that prorated then? So
yeah,
if we're 6 months in and we still don't have it approved, then
that's right.
Then it's going to be 91,000 or whatever.
That's correct. So it'll be 1/12, you know, times
okay,
however
great.
Many months.
So it's prorated until. Exactly. There, and if it's a whole year, then it just starts in the next year.
That's correct.
Okay.
And keep in mind, we invoice month to month. So it's an annual fixed fee for the entire, but we invoice each month.
That's what I was concerned.
If it doesn't come online until October, we don't start invoicing you until October. So.
Right. And then it would be at that 1/12, right? So your $193,000 is 12 payments. So whatever 12 divided by 193, that would be your monthly payment.
The lift station is already operative, and that's already included.
That's correct. It's been operating for 13 months as of this month. So that's in there as well.
So that's the next one. So thank you for that segue. the next element of this is you see a $32,500 one-time payment. And what is that $32,000 one-time payment is exactly what Anthony had just indicated. That's 13 months of lift station P. So that $30,000
$32,000 in arrears. That's something you had not been compensated for.
That's right.
In the old contract.
That is correct. So it was Veolia kind of doing it as a kind of a good neighbor type the situation, and they wanted to resolve that in a one-time lump payment for those 13 months. It is a 5-year term, so to go if, in the event that you all approve this agreement tonight, it would go through April 1st. Of this year through April 30th it's a 5-year for until 31 to April 1st this year to April 31, and the total when fully in effect. So assuming that Well 8 is in play, it's $2,511,694 per year. That's my report as it relates to the agreement. There as usual. We were able to go back and forth. It took a little bit longer at some element, which is why we're here now. Any technical questions, I'd refer to Anthony. Anthony should be able to answer those contract issues. I'll be able to help.
Is there an escalator built into
3% CPI? It's the same as
Every year.
Okay. It's not to exceed 3%. So okay. It's whatever. But that remains the same. But okay. Thank you.
And so we don't have to come back every year and vote on it again. It's built
no, in. No. Almost everything in the original contract and as of the 2016 scope of work is exactly the same. And that's exactly the work we're moving forward with the new assets as well. So none of that's changed. It's just that we're adding assets essentially, and 5 years is really what it looks like.
And has that escalator been the same?
Correct.
Every year. So last contract, it was
3%. May 1st of every year is based on CPI and max of 3%.
Correct.
I don't have any further questions. Anybody have any further questions? I have a comment I can make if it's okay with the president. I just want to acknowledge that this we've had a long-term relationship with Veolia. 18 years ago or something, they bailed us out of a real issue that we had with another water company and worked on a month-to-month with us for quite a while. And then we put it out for bid, and we interviewed several other companies back in 2012, maybe 13?
2011.
Okay, and felt that Veolia had been very loyal to us and rewarded them with that contract. And I'm not staff, and I don't work with Veolia on a regular basis, only through our water wastewater committee meetings, but I just think that we have a good relationship, and I appreciate the fact that you guys were able to work this contract out.
Thank you.
Yeah,
therefore, oh, go ahead.
Well, with that, then, let's open it up to public comments. Is there anyone online that wishes to make a...
No hands raised.
Anyone in the audience that wishes to make a public comment regarding this? Then I will bring it back to the board for
preferred motion.
Discussion and or motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the contract as written.
I second that.
Kelly, roll call, please.
Director Belcher?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Cuccio?
Aye.
Very good. See you guys for another 5 years.
You can go back to Arizona now, Anthony.
Do we have a manager? Any manager's reports?
We do this evening. Monica Gallo.
All right. We do this evening. Monica Gallo is going to give a pool update for us.
Great.
Good evening. I'm going to do a little more than pool. I just wanted to kind of revisit the meeting from 2 weeks ago and give you an update on a few things that we had talked about. So splash pad, I had reported... had been down, but those repairs have been made and it is very busy. I don't know if you've driven by it, but everything is good and lots of happy children. So we are thrilled about that. We also, I'd mentioned the Measure X funds that we received from the county. One of those projects that we have planned has been completed. All the river rock was removed from in front of the courts and there's beautiful synthetic turf out there now. So that opens that whole area up for a real nice seating area. We'll do some more things as money comes in to keep improving on that and put some furniture over there so people can sit and congregate and enjoy. It took a lot of unused space and made it very inviting for people to sit and enjoy and have lunch and play pickleball and all that great stuff. Okay, so for the pool. So 2 weeks ago, I had reported the lighting being installed. So all the new lights are in. That is complete. The new handrails were put in May 18th. So that's all done. They look beautiful. And we had the vacuum rebalancing the pool. There was a lot of debris in there. So we had that all done. It's looking so much better. And we will be doing a deep clean and rebalancing of the chemicals, getting it all shiny clean. The schedule for that is around the first week of June. So then I would like to talk about an update on the advertising for lifeguards and lap swim and everything else. First, I want to start by explaining to everyone the difference between a lifeguard and a swim instructor. I think that's important, and I shouldn't just assume everybody knows that. So we hire lifeguards, and we have people apply for swim instructors. You can be a lifeguard and a swim instructor, but if you apply just to be a swim instructor, you cannot lifeguard. They are different certs. That's I think, a real important thing for everyone to understand. Is there any questions on that?
You said that one more time. You could be a lifeguard.
You can lifeguard, and you can also teach children and adults and be a swim instructor. But if you're just a swim instructor, you don't have those lifeguarding certs.
So, which I guess is through the state of California, I assume.
That's through.
So I assume then if somebody wants to be an instructor in the class, you ask them, are you also a lifeguard? So we don't have to provide double coverage.
And we do in-house training to teach them how to swim instruct, but okay. Yeah. So the exciting thing is that we did today send out three offer letters for returning lifeguards. So that is very promising. Once they sign, they will be available to work starting after June 8th. I'm kind of giving you a timeline of what we're proposing and hoping is going to happen should everything go according to plan. Then the week of June 8th, we will do our safety in-service training, which goes over life-saving trainings, how to check the chemicals, keep the pool safe, keep people safe, backboarding techniques, pulling people out of the water, everything that goes along with saving lives. We did receive 5 new applications for lifeguards. Those interviews are currently being done and a few over the next few days, so we're hopeful. If everyone comes through and is qualified, that would give us 8 people, which is makes me very happy because I did not expect to have that. And I always say I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. So this is a big over-deliver if it all comes through. If, kind of being conservative, just in case, if we should get 5 lifeguards, we should be able to open the pool starting with Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. As we continue, of course, to hire staff, we will continue adding in dates to make sure that we've got enough staff coverage for the hours that we're going to propose the pool be open. And I just want to remind everyone, 5 is a very challenging number. We're being conservative, we're hoping for more, but if this is what we get, we're going to do our very best to offer everything we can with that 5. And we are still actively posting, looking for people. So everything is still on social media, all the outlets we've reached out to. So they're still trickling in. The pool contractor that did the lights and the handrails is actually coming out and meeting with them tomorrow. They're going to do their testing to confirm that the safety concerns have been remedied. We, the town, are also going to bring in our own contractor that we received reports from to make sure that everything is safe. So if everything's safe and everything goes according to plan, I think, Stephen, I'm sorry, was the proposed schedule put?
It was, and yeah, the board members have that in their packet, and for those in the public, because it was posted after the agenda as additional material, there are some copies over there on that table where you can grab it, and it's posted on the website, but the draft schedule is there.
So again, should everything go according to plan, adult lap swim, just as a reminder, at the March 18th meeting, the board of directors approved to begin charging $5 per person per day to lap swim. But due to the modified nature of the aquatic season, we've decided to delay that charge until the summer of 2027. What we would do is go back to having adult lap swim as we did last year. It would be free of charge. You do have to be 18 and older because there will be no lifeguard out on the deck, and they must sign a waiver, same as we've done. I want to mention we also had the pool sterner pumps, chloride feed pumps installed, new ones, and the chemistry probes needed to be done. So there's been a lot going on behind the scenes that people just don't see. So the 3-day proposed schedule, which everyone should have this, would be starting for weekends, June 13th to September 13th, the pool would be open Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 6, like we've always done. And then it would be just Fridays, starting June 12th to June 24th. We end it there because kids go back to school that following week. So we have nobody coming to rec swim because they're all in school. Then it would be closed Monday through Thursday, again, only until we continue growing the numbers of staff that we have. We would open the holiday public for Labor Day, September 7th. And then what we're proposing is the adult lap swim would go back to 18 and older. And actually, it'll be June 15th to June 23rd. Actually, 4 days. We're going to be able to do Monday through Thursday from 12 to 5. And then again, once the pool opens up, because kids are back in school, we can then offer it 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Is there any questions so far?
So there's no adult lap swim on the weekends?
No, because we're open for rec swim.
But there isn't, there. So it looks like your rec swim starts at 12. So there's no morning availability for the pool to be open on the weekends?
We don't. We have to get staff in here, and we certainly, with three people, that would be for lap swim. That's something we would have to look at, and I would have to check with Cindy on to see if that's something we could do. But these are more days than we've ever been able to offer.
Okay. Well, that's great. I just have one follow-up question. So with the lap swim, how many personnel do you need? Since it doesn't require a lifeguard, is it just one staff person here for checking in, or how many personnel do you need?
It depends on the day. If we've got rentals here, if there's an event going on a day where there's no rentals, no events, there's just one person. I'm not crazy about that, to be very honest with you. I would like to have two, but we have budgeting constraints, so it would be one.
No, but just for the lap swim to take place, it just takes one person to check in for lap swim. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So there wouldn't be any, if you were to extend the hours to the weekend, it would just be one person sitting at the front desk checking people in the morning on the weekends before.
Right.
Okay.
Are these the same hours you had for the lap swim last year?
No, they're more.
They weren't any earlier than noon. They always started at noon.
Correct, because we have water aerobics that would go from 8 to 9, and then we would have swim lessons from 9 to 11:30, and then we would have rec swim from 12 to 6, and then we would have swim lessons from 6:30 to 8.
And is the pool now heated?
It is not. So what we're going to do until that gets solved is we're going to come up with some sort of system where we have a whiteboard, probably on pool deck and out here, and we will throughout the day periodically go look at the temperature and post it so that people can see that before they decide if they want to come in or not.
Is it anticipated that it will be heated at all?
I don't have an answer for that yet.
And is it because of the heaters not working or what?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that's the component that we are still working with a separate contractor on. So we are trying to get that remedied.
How many heaters do we have? One or two?
Two.
Are they both down?
They're both down.
For last year when we had plenty of lifeguards, was a lifeguard required for adult lap swim at any point?
No, because we didn't charge.
Got it. Okay.
And they sign a waiver.
And they sign a waiver. And you have to be 18 and older.
Yeah, if there's a possibility of extending the hours, since really it's kind of, they're on their own, I think that's a great idea for Director Belcher mentioned.
Monica, you had mentioned swim lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility, or are you waiting for staff on that?
We're waiting for staff, and if there were going to be heaters, because we can't put children in a... Heaters.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, at best, I took the temperature of the pool 2 weeks ago, and it was 68. Today it's 75 with no heaters. But to put children in that pool, and it might be, there's no law or rule, but I like to see it at about 83. And we can't, I would never want to have people rely on that, sign up, and then the pool doesn't reach that temperature. That's not fair to them. They can be taking lessons someplace else. Unfortunate for us.
So you mentioned you're working with a contractor specifically on the heater. This is a different contractor than you are that normally works on the pool. What is your expected? Can you give us a little bit more detail in terms of what the issue is and what your expected resolution is? And
I cannot at this point. That's something that we're still.
So Director Belcher, that is, as I think Dina would have mentioned previously and legal counsel has mentioned, that's the component of this that's still a potential litigation at this point with that contractor that has to do with the safety issues related to the pool. And so we're really limited in how much information we can give as it relates to the issues with the pool heaters and then the timetable for those potential repairs. So staff's working diligently around that obstacle to get the pool open the best that we can, but the pool heater is still an unknown and again, potential litigation for us. So limited in what we can say there.
There isn't any possibility that we could bring someone else in just to resolve the issue and then resolve the legal issue or at a later date after the season's over?
Unfortunately, due to the nature of the problem, as far as we understand it, bringing in additional pool heaters would not solve the issue. Okay. So it's something that we are unable to remedy just by purchasing new pool heaters at this point. Okay. So.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Well, great. That was a good update. Thank you very much. Unless you have anything else you want to share with us?
I think that was the extent of my report.
Did you want to mention, Monica, just the water fitness timing dates on there and then for Flick and Float also?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Yeah. So we're going to work with our water aerobics instructor to find out, just confirm that she, and that's why things could change with the lap swim schedule, because if water aerobics wants to come in, they're ready, even with no heater, if all of this goes according to plan. But what we would ask is, and leave it up to her and her class certainly, is if they maybe wanted to move it a little later in the day once it warms up, that would certainly be an option. So that's why this is very much proposed and a draft, because it will be dependent on, again, staffing, the everything passing, that the pool deck and the water is safe by the appointment tomorrow, and then the contractor that we're going to bring in, and then we can get this a little more finalized. But that will start, and then again, if we get the people, we're hoping to have a Flick and Float on July 24th.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate all the work you're putting on this. We know.
Thank you.
You're juggling right now, and thank you.
I think all things considered, this is somewhat of good news. I mean, I know how hard it is to hire lifeguards when we're this close to swim season, especially when we have much larger pools around us that kind of eat them up pretty quickly.
Right. I'm very excited about this. I mean, this is, in my world, this is great news compared to what we thought. And I just have to say, our staff works really, really hard to continue making things happen. We don't just sit idly by, and we take action as soon as we can.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, moving forward, do we have a general manager report?
Not this evening.
Do we have any director reports?
I do. I know I missed the agenda deadline to submit the agenda for the East County Water Management Association, which we attended on the 14th. But I think that this is a good example of kind of how the county works together. This is a meeting that is held quarterly. We haven't had it lately because of the discussion of who needs to be there. They have all of the East County water districts or water groups meet. Currently, the way that it's set up is if there is any agenda items that need to be voted on, it's the elected officials that do that. The managers also meet and talk throughout, you know, the months, but there's quite a bit of discussion on what that looks like and how that affects some of the things moving forward. The initial goal for the East County Water Management Association was for the water districts to be able and the water groups to be able to discuss different things and kind of knowledge share. I think there was a ton of good discussion about this at this meeting. You have larger groups like the Contra Costa County Water District and City of Brentwood. You have some groups that only provide water, some groups that do both like us. We provide water and do waste management. So there's quite a bit of discussion around what the actual mission of this group was, because it doesn't seem like we're kind of meeting those things right now. We had discussion around the urban water management plan updates. I think the nice thing about that was Contra Costa Water presented, and then also we presented here, Discovery Bay did. And
our plans look very similar. So it kind of shows that we're kind of on the right track. There was some discussion around how each group is going to be managing the Clean Air Resources Advanced Clean Fleets Act, which is looking at your fleets and when those are going to be electrified and what things are exempt and what things are not exempt under that. I think the thing that, in my perspective, and Director Graves was there also, so please feel free to chime in if I'm missing something. But we talk a lot about grant opportunities and infrastructure and how hard it is for us as a town to get that grant money, because a lot of times there's very large things that they want us to do. It can't just be for the grant. It can't just be smaller things. We think that they're big for infrastructure, but there's a whole bunch of other parts of it that are requirements of it. It also talks a lot about us connecting into other districts and making it work. So this was a big discussion about, you have all these grant opportunities, but is there a way for smaller districts like ourselves, like Byron, to connect into some of that grant money so we're able to work together to provide fundings for some of the things that as a small district we're not able to do. So like Contra Costa Water District had some great examples of grants that they received, but if we could have connected into some of those grants or said, hey, we need to be a part of that, we would have been able to pull a little bit of that money for the town of Discovery Bay to help us with some of the funding of like infrastructure that we're doing. So I think that was a good opportunity. Also, knowledge share. So again, I'm gonna keep referencing Contra Costa Water District because they spoke quite a bit, but they've gone in and done a whole bunch of studies on various different things, which the town of Discovery Bay could probably learn from, or the CSD of Discovery Bay could learn from. But from a budgetary standpoint, we're not gonna spend the money to hire these contractors to show the same thing. So kind of tapping into that knowledge share. So overall, I think there was a lot of good discussion. I'm hoping that moving forward, we're able to have these meetings more. It's super important for the water districts to connect. That's our primary goal and mission for what we do here as a CSD. And then there was a lot of discussion about what happens in an emergency water supply and how, as a group of different various water districts, how we can work together on that. So I think it was a very informative meeting. I was one of three, I think, right, Kevin, elected officials there. So that shows you how hard it is to get anything done, because there was like five or six different groups. So you don't even have a majority to vote on anything.
Where was this again?
They changed where it's at, but this was at, I would say the East Diablo Water. Yeah, sorry. So it changes places, but it's, you know, various different groups that are out in this area. Did I miss anything? Okay. There was a lot that went on, so I just didn't want to forget and talk about it next month. Thank you.
Nice. Good report. Do you have any correspondence?
This evening.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention that once a month, the Aviation Commission meets here at Byron Airport. They did a very comprehensive report on Measure A, which I'm going to ask Kelly to make copies of and provide for you guys. It's a great presentation on extending the urban limit line, how that is being affected, how Byron's being affected, how that can possibly affect us. So I am going to have her make copies of this and just provide it for you guys for informational purposes for the next meeting. It's a well-done PowerPoint, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
All right, thank you. Well, do we have a legal report beyond what you already?
None.
Is there any future agenda items? Hearing none, then we will adjourn. 7:30.